once lived a very great tzaddik called Reb Meir. He was known to all as the famous Reb Meir of Primishlan. Primishlan was the city where he was Rebbe. Reb Meir was famous for his great knowledge of Torah and the way he served Hashem so wholeheartedly. People would come to him from all over to learn from him Torah and to receive his brachos, his blessings. Many a times he would perform miracles just in order to save someone from any danger or harm. And though Reb Meir possessed such great powers, yet he was so humble and always tried to avoid being honored or even complimented for his noble deeds. Now, the city of Primishlan, though compared to other cities wasn't a large city at all, yet it had some unusual and outstanding features. First of all, right in the center of the city, there was a very tall and steep mountain. But that was not all. On the very top of the tall mountain was a fountain of flowing water. And since the fountain waters were so sparkling, pure, and clean, the people of Primishlan decided to build a house right over it and use the sparkling waters of the fountain as a mikvah. That's right, in which they would dip themselves and purify themselves each morning before going to shul to pray to Hashem. Now, during the summertime, the people would use a stairway which led to the top of the mountain. However, when the winter months came along, these steps could not be used, for they would be blanketed with a coating of ice and snow. For this reason, a second road was built in order to get to the top of the mountain. It was a winding road that circled the steep mountain. And though it took much more time to get to the top of the mountain, yet this was much more safe than to use the slippery steps which were coated with ice and snow. Well, dear children, you may be surprised to hear this, but of all the people of the city of Primishlan, there was only one who was able to use the steps even during the wintry months. And you can guess who that was. That's right, the Rebbe, Reb Meir himself. To him, it made no difference whether the steps were clear and dry or if they were covered with a sheet of ice. And no wonder why the people of Primishlan would so often gather around at the foot of the mountain just to marvel at the unbelievable sight as Reb Meir would walk so naturally and so casually up and down on the icy steps without slipping at all. They would all wonder, how could such a thing be possible? There surely must be a secret to this. Now, being such a humble person, Reb Meir paid no attention to all the excitement and just continued on his way. Well, dear children, one day something so very strange happened in the little city of Primishlan. Something during which Reb Meir finally revealed the secret to the people of his community. And boy, were they surprised to find out what that secret really was. It was on a wintry day when two businessmen traveling on their way home from a distant trip stopped over in the city of Primishlan. The weather was quite difficult for traveling, so they decided to stop off in the city of Primishlan for a few days till the snowy weather will calm down, and then continue on their trip home. Now, the two strangers were in for some surprise, for they didn't realize that the leader of the city of Primishlan was the great Tzaddik and Rebbe, Reb Meir of blessed memory. And they have never seen a Rebbe before in their life. They never experienced to be amongst Hasidim who look up to their Rebbe for guidance and inspiration in order to serve Hashem with all their heart and with all their soul. And for this reason, they were so puzzled to see how the people of Primishlan displayed so much honor and respect to their leader. They have never in their life seen before such discipline and dedication as they've seen in the city of Primishlan. It was early the next morning, and the two visitors took the winding road that led to the top of the mountain. They were curious to see the mikveh which stood there. But as they arrived, they noticed a large crowd had gathered to see the spectacle of how their Rebbe, Reb Meir, was about to walk down the ice-coated steps. It didn't take long, and the crowd formed a lane through which their Rebbe, Reb Meir, passed and headed towards the icy steps. And like a miracle right before their eyes, Reb Meir walked down so calmly and so naturally till he reached the bottom of the steep mountain and then headed for his study at home. Now, to the people of Primishlan, this was a daily experience. But to these two strangers, it was something so unusual. Now, since they have never seen a Rebbe before, and therefore fail to realize the unusual powers that Hashem gives a tzaddik, they began to laugh and said, "If he can do this, so can we." The people of Primishlan were surprised to hear this, and before they had a chance to say anything to them, the two young men headed towards the icy steps and called out in laughter, "Huh? So you believe in miracles? Here, we can do the same." Saying this, they began taking the very first steps down the icy path, when all of a sudden, they began to skid and slip until they lost their balance and kept rolling over and over till they reached the bottom of the mountain. Upon seeing this, the people of Primishlan rushed over to help them, for it was quite a dangerous fall. Gently, they carried the two young men into a nearby home to offer them first aid. For a few days, they were both aching from bruises and pains all over their body. And even though the two men had shown disrespect to their leader, the Rebbe, the people of Primishlan were so very kind and thoughtful to them. After a few days of recovery, the two young men were ready to leave for home. Realizing the mistake they had made, that is, to show disrespect to the Rebbe, Reb Meir, they felt it was proper to visit the Rebbe and ask him for forgiveness. They were so pleased to see how Reb Meir welcomed them so warmly and blessed them. Before bidding farewell to the Rebbe, one of the young men asked Reb Meir, "Could you please explain this to me? How come you are able to walk on icy steps without slipping?" Reb Meir smiled and said, "I'll explain this to you. You see, by tying yourself to the one above, Hashem, the Eberste, then you will never fall down." And as Reb Meir said this in Yiddish, "Az mi is zugebunden, oi bin, fallt men unten nit arop." And Reb Meir concluded, "Meirol is zugebunden, oi bin, kon gein arof, un arop, afilo, oi fa glitschike barg." Meirol is tied to the one above, that is Hashem, and therefore he is able to go up and down, even on a slippery mountain. Yes, dear children, the two young men found out that their visit to Primishlan wasn't only to get a rest from traveling, but to learn a very important lesson, a lesson to remember for the rest of their life. And that is, through learning Torah and through doing mitzvos, we bind ourselves and tie ourselves to the one who is above, Hashem Yisbarech. And as the Torah itself tells us, V'yatem hadvekim b'Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. Hashem is the source of all life for those who bind themselves to Him. Through learning His Torah and practicing His lovely mitzvos.